This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where total warrior women who have gone through total caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. And today I am so excited to have with me Janelle Lara, who's going to tell us about her journey. Janelle, welcome.
Nikki, thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be like among the tribe of warrior women. This is so fun.
You're not half as honored as I am, and I can't wait to hear about your story. Janelle, let's start here. I'm going to let you, in a couple of sentences, tell us who are you, where you're from, and how do you keep yourself busy during the day?
I love it. So my name is Janelle Lara. I'm a first-generation American woman. I'm from Florida. My family is from Puerto Rico and Cuba, respectively, but I was, you know, raised in Florida. Now I live in Salt Lake City with my husband, Robert, of 3 years, and my almost two-year-old daughter, Adelaide. And work-wise, I'm known as the part-time CEO. So I help women build a six-figure company while working part-time. I only work 2.5 days a week, and the other 4.5 days, I'm a stay-at-home mom, which I absolutely love. And it's really just, I couldn't imagine a better life than the one that I've built. So I'm excited to dig into the story behind that.
So happy. First of all, I'm obsessed with names and I love the name Adelaide. Oh my goodness gracious. And second of all, part-time CEO. It's like my dream to be working 20 hours a week and to be completely kicking butt. And I've actually done it before and I'm on my way back to it. So great. I'm so glad. Well, let's get right into it. Let's get into the muck. So Janelle, please summarize for us what happened in your life and what was the worst part?
For sure. So I don't want to mislead anyone. I had a really great childhood. My dad was a doctor. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. So I had a really fantastic childhood. However, when I was 14, I started having these unexplainable crying fits before I went to bed every single night. I would start hyperventilating. I would just start crying. I grew up as the oldest of 4 children. And for those of you who come from immigrant families, you know, there's a lot of pressure put on, you know, your success, especially when you come from families from another country, kind of just taking advantage of the American dream. And also being the oldest, I think, was hard. And then, you know, there was some stuff that happened with my dad when I was younger. Anyway, long story long, I was diagnosed at 18 with panic anxiety disorder. And what I realized at that time was that, and this is after 4 years of crying myself to sleep every single night. And what I realized was I was addicted to the appearance of success. I don't know how much your audience is familiar with Enneagrams, but I'm an Enneagram 3, which is basically like, tell me what I have to do to win, and I'm going to win, and I'm going to be successful. And really, again, was very taken by the appearance of success and popularity and wanting to be liked. So I got my master's degree at 22. I was an assistant principal at 24. And I unknowingly walked into a really abusive work situation. I had an abusive principal, and he just kind of, his leadership style was really toxic, and he just kind of upheld this belief that I already had, which was that I would never be enough, right? And so, and that was something that I think a lot of women deal with, is that we're never enough. We can never be good enough, pretty enough, thin enough, whatever, smart enough. So anyway, long story long, January 2017, I got fired from my job as the assistant principal. I was very visible. I found out that I was pregnant with my daughter, and I was the main breadwinner because my husband was in school. So we immediately were put on government assistance. And all of my visions and the way that I had kind of set myself up in my family and in society was shattered. And it just, again, reiterated, like, you're not good enough. You're not enough. And it was just really, really damaging.
Yikes. Holy smokes. Yeah, that is a lot of caca right there. And anxiety, like I will say for myself, I've experienced anxiety. And years ago, I had a series of panic attacks. And I would rather experience just about anything than panic. And it takes, this leads me right into my next question, which is, it takes an absolute total warrior to get to the other side of something like panic anxiety disorder. Mm-hmm. What is the best thing for you now, Janelle, being on that other side?
Well, and you're right. Anxiety is the absolute worst thing. I suffered with anxiety attacks almost nightly for over 10 years. And, you know, the best thing about being on the other side is the fact that no one else has control over my life. I have gotten to a point now where I have released myself from other people's expectations and other people's opinions. And at the end of the day, looking back, I realized that's what was causing me the anxiety, was attempting to live up to other people's expectations of me. And really living up to other people's stories of their own regrets and how they wish they would have handled life differently or how they wish they would have behaved. And so they were imposing that on me. So the best thing about being on the other side is having complete control and complete freedom to build whatever life I want.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So Janelle, I have found in creating this podcast project that warrior women tend to travel in packs. Who's another warrior woman you know who would be an incredible guest on this podcast?
I've got two, actually. So Mia Frances Pullen is the host of the Mama Build Your Empire podcast. She's been through some crazy things in her life, and she has built an incredible business, as well as Shannon Bailey, B-A-L-L-Y. She's the host of the Chaos Queens podcast. She, I mean, at the age of like 19, she was in the military in Iraq, fighting for our freedom. And, you know, she came back, she was in, she's just been through a lot. Anyway, long story short, now she's a mother of four kids, amazing person. I think she would be an amazing woman to have on your podcast as well.
Rock on. I can't wait to talk to them. Thank you so much for that. And yeah. I can't wait for others to hear their stories. Okay, so we've reached the nugget. What is one piece of advice, Janelle, that you would give to a woman, women listening right now, who are going through the thick of crisis right now?
I encourage women to do something they've probably never done before, which is take a step back and ask themselves, what do I want? Step back from your duties as a wife and a mom. Step back from your career, step back from your expectations of your mother, your father, or your grandparents, right? And ask yourself, what do I want? Leave other people's expectations in the dust and go after that, whatever it takes. I think women are we're so often trying to please other people, right? Whether it be the queen bee in school, whether it be our parents, whether it be our boyfriend, whether it be our boss, right? Whatever it is, as we're going through life, we are always trying to please other people. We're always nurturing, always giving, and we very rarely ask, what do I want? And so I would say whatever that entails, prioritizing yourself, setting boundaries, being ruthless about toxic relationships, right? Figure out what you want, create a vision for that, and then it's going to be the path is going to unfold itself in front of you once you have clarity on what that looks like.
Fantastic. So specific and so counterintuitive and almost counterculture to what girls and women have a very strong tendency to be taught. I love it. Moving on here, since we're all about being epic, Janelle, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Well, I couldn't just pick one. So of course, if it was like a supernatural superpower, I would love to be able to fly. I think that's a pretty common one. However, I struggle to think about like what are actual like plausible superpowers. And I came up with two. So one would be, I would love the ability to fall asleep anywhere and stay asleep anywhere. I think people who can do that are amazing and so fortunate. And then the second one is I would love to have a photographic memory. That would be really nice.
Rock on. If
any of you are out there who have that, congrats.
Yeah. I like those because they are realistic, but it's not the kind of thing that you can just make happen inside yourself. That's really cool. Love it. Janelle, thank you so much for being my guest today. Where you mentioned that you have a business that sounds like it really kicks big major butt. Where can we find you online?
Absolutely. The best place to find me online is at JanelleLara.com. I have all the information about me on there, my journey and how I help women. So that would be the best place to start.
Wonderful. I'm all about helping women.
I love it. Thank you so much. This has been such an amazing experience. You've created something really cool here, Nikki.
Oh my gosh, Janelle. Thank you. I appreciate that. Don't make me cry. So, and we're going to wrap up now. This is Nikki Bruno with Janelle Lara on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more information about how to stage an epic comeback in your life after some real absolute caca, please go to theepiccomeback.com.